This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Then we have the Firna tiefling. Firna is one of the lords of the Hells. I think of the same name. I don't have it in front of me, but Firna is a master manipulator. And so it's all about kind of manipulating people to get what you want. It's about control, oftentimes direct, but sometimes also indirect through social things. And so they're actually going to get a +2 to charisma and a +1 to their wisdom score, which is really interesting. And they don't get thaumaturgy. They get the friend's cantrip because no one told them life was going to be this way. And then the third level, they get the charm person spell. And then at fifth level, they get the suggestion spell. And again, once per long rest, charisma for the spellcasting modifier.
Sounds really good for somebody that wants to buddy up to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not on the up and up at all.
It'd be fun to like make that person like a lady in waiting or something to like the queen or one of those kind of jobs, or that's like how you started. I don't know. There's a lot
I like
there.
That.
I think it's fun.
That's really good. Yeah. And so the next one is going to be the tieflings of, All right. Tieflings of Glaza. Glaza is Hell's criminal mastermind. And so it's all about that heist for Glaza. Go ahead. Do it.
No.
No. Come on.
I was just thinking that I really like the fact that she is the criminal mastermind here.
Yes. Yes. As often is the case. Do, 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 do. So charisma +2 is normal. Dexterity +1, which makes a lot of sense, going back to that kind of other roguish thing about secrets and being a spy. For them, they get the legacy of Malbolgi.
This sure. Sounds like a pasta dish.
Legacy of Malbolgi. Yeah, sure. I'm going to stand by that. So they get for their cantrip minor illusion, third level disguise self, which sounds familiar. And then fifth level, the invisibility spell.
Whoa, awesome. Nice.
Yes. Again, same rules as before about long rest and charisma, which is really fun. Now, this next one is really interesting. And I'm actually kind of excited about this one. So this is the Tieflings of Levistus. Levistus is rules the plane of Stygia. Now, Stygia is kind of a wild plane of hell because it is a frozen tundra. It's super cold. And
that's an interesting dichotomy from your usual stereotype.
It is, but there are ice devils in the Monster Manual. And so they got to live somewhere, so they live in Stygia. And this, I think Stygia comes from Greek mythology, actually, because it's related to the river Styx. It's like kind of separated by that. And so they actually are known. Levistus is actually known for being a deal maker, oftentimes for people who are facing a certain doom. And so it's like, you know, you're in that foxhole, you know, you're about to die, you're between a rock and a hard place. And Levistus is the one who shows up to make that deal, which is really funny because there is a warlock evocation called Armor of Levistus. Yeah. I think it's called that. That name checks Levistus basically in the evocations. And what it does is it creates a temporary ice shield for the warlock. I'm actually double checking Tomb of Levistus. Yeah, it's a reaction. Ooh, that basically—
that's even more ominous.
Yes, isn't it? Yeah, it basically, when you take damage, you can protect yourself by covering yourself in ice. But again, that lore kind of getting everywhere inside of all of these things. And so so they make packs, they make deals with people. They're from an ice part of the Nine Hells. And sure enough, the warlock gets a thing that does ice stuff that has Lavisus's name in it. So I
knew
I
love
it.
Warlocks.
All, yeah, it's all coming together. Exactly. Maybe that's too high a price to pay for a 1d10 cantrip. So their ability score increases, charisma plus two, constitution plus one, which is
living in a freezing plane.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. And they have the legacy of Stygia. They learned the Ray of Frost cantrip, which is not surprising. Third level, they can cast the Armor of Agathys, which is a similar kind of thing. It's a second level spell. And then at fifth level, they get the Darkness spell, which is kind of like our stock tieflings as well. They don't get Tomb of Lavistus because that's not a spell. It's a Warlock pack feature or evocation feature. So, yeah. Then the next one is we have Mammon, the Tieflings of Mammon. And Mammon is great because going back to kind of biblical lore, Mammon was another word for money, another, usually a derogatory term for money. When Jesus says the love of Mammon is the root of all kinds of evil. He's meaning the love of money is the roots of all kinds of evil. And so Mammon, one of the lords of the nine hells, is a miser and loves coin and gold and
Scrooge
riches.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yes. He was super evil. so his kind of, I hate to say blessings, his tieflings, basically they're about guarding and gaining wealth. And so
they're the tax collectors in your city. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that would be good.
Ooh, that's really good. Because he lives on the plain of Minoros, which is where Minotaurs come from, who guard and protect things in mazes, right? So it's all kind of coming together. But yeah, tax collect. Oh, that'd be so good. And they are hated by everybody.
Their intimidation to begin with, like they're just gonna get what's due them, and they're probably going to up it a little bit so that they can throw some to their demon mm-hmm. god, as well as take a little for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. So they have actually a stock ability score increase. They have plus two to charisma, plus one to intelligence. And then they have the Legacy of Minoros, which is a mage hand cantrip. Third level, they get Tensor's floating disc. Which is interesting because Tensors is a first level spell, not a second, like you usually would see at this level. But Tensors Floating Disc can actually be refreshed either on a short or a long rest. So you get to use it more often. So that's the kind of change up there.
Okay.
And then at fifth level, they can cast Arcane Lock as their spell once with no material component. Only on a long rest, though. And so that kind of magically seals up chests and doors and treasuries and that kind of thing.
That one makes a lot of sense. I'm still trying to place Mage Hand. How does that one fit into this idea? Like, it's not really a pickpocket because that's not necessarily like this kind of domain.
Money, please.
Just like Mage Handing out because you don't want to get too close.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, okay, there are like arcane tricksters and things and rogues and stuff, but like you can still pick up something up to what was it, 5 pounds, 15 pounds, I forget now, for Mage Hand, and you could collect the taxes with that. You know, you can grab things up to 30 feet away. It's a max of 10 pounds.
That's a mammon tiefling that can just like sit there jamming out on the street corner while mage handing for money.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it walks around with the hat, you know, like busking, like just, you know, or when people aren't looking, it just takes their lunch, you know. So, yeah, so a mage hand, I think, it works pretty thematically well.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.